It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We learn how the field of genetic counseling is changing healthcare in Wisconsin as patients gain access to more information about their genes and their genetic risk of having a certain disease. You can voice your question, call in with comments along the way. The number to talk is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jennifer Gertz is Program Director of the Genetic Counseling Program at the Medical College of Wisconsin. Jennifer, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me, Kate. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you. So the Medical College of Wisconsin says that it's the new master's program aims to address a genetic counselor shortage in our state. How is the shortage affecting patient care?
Yeah, well, we did a study and we published in the Wisconsin Medical Journal a couple of years ago addressing where are genetic counselors available in the state. Now, I will acknowledge this was right before the pandemic. And so now with virtual visits and telehealth, accessibility has really increased a lot. But what we found was that genetic counselors are really concentrated in Milwaukee and Madison, which of course makes a lot of sense. That's where our largest populations are. But you think about how far away that is from our more central and northern counties. And there was really an uneven distribution of services in the state. So when we did our calculations based on the population and based on projected need, we realized we only have about half of the practicing clinical genetic counselors that we need in order to meet the demand. So we needed to address that.
So you're talking geographically, but where are genetic counselors situated in the healthcare system? Are these in like referral settings from another specialist? Are they part of the future of primary care?
Oh my gosh, what a great question, Kate. So let me answer the last part of that question first. So where we really see genetic counseling having the biggest impact in public health is primary care, and we want to get there. However, when you think about all of the different primary care offices that are out there and all the places that they serve, we need to have a far reach. So we're going to need to use technology. We're going to need to grow our workforce in order to get there. So I think that's the goal. Right now, most genetic counselors are housed in specialty care centers. So like myself, I work at Frederick and the Medical College's Cancer Center. Cancer is one of the most popular areas for genetic counselors to practice because of the recent advancements in precision medicine and using genetics and genomics to help better treat cancer and also help prevent or detect cancer early. So that's a popular place where you'll find genetic counselors is getting a referral based on family history or personal history of cancer to one of those tertiary care centers. We also practice in prenatal setting to help inform couples about the pregnancy and have information and preparation for delivery. And then the other popular place we practice is in pediatrics, where we work as part of a multidisciplinary care team. So at the children's hospitals, typically with a medical geneticist, a physician, and helping to diagnose and care for kiddos that have different genetic conditions. And emerging areas where we're looking to practice in the future, and we are starting to practice now, are areas like cardiovascular genetics, neurogenetics, and pharmacogenetics, where people are looking at the genetic makeup to determine what's the best medication to give folks to ensure that it's effective.
Wow. So you're really looking at across the medical landscape in so many areas from birth all the way up to geriatrics.
Yes, Kate. And the special thing about genetic counseling, what I love about this field, is we care for families. So it's not just about the individual that's in front of us. We're able to ask about extended family, how we can reach them and how we can help serve them. So it is. It's birth to death and everything in between and caring for the whole family.
What difficult conversations are genetic counselors trained to have with patients?
Oh, yes. Well, it's important that the word counseling is in our name. So a lot of what we do is education, but there is a significant psychosocial component to our work. And what I want to highlight is that oftentimes we find patients in very difficult situations. And I, in my work, think if there's something I can do to help them through this, to help them understand what's happening, to help them, adapt to the difficult information, to help them share this information with family members, which may be very challenging. So we have a lot of training. And in fact, in our program, the students take a course every term on those genetic counseling skills by a genetic counselor who's also a licensed behavioral therapist. So they're able to help teach more about, those empathy skills and how to connect with patients and really actively listen to them and be there for them.
We're talking with Jennifer Gertz, who's program director of the genetic counseling program at the Medical College of Wisconsin, and looking at the growth of this profession of genetic counselors, Medical College of Wisconsin graduating its first class of genetic counselors this year. You can join the conversation with your question, your comments at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Jennifer, in 2021, the Medical College of Wisconsin launches its genetic counseling program, and today, 9 graduates have master's degrees. Are graduates finding jobs here in Wisconsin?
Yes, I'm so excited to report the outcome of our work. And I also want to acknowledge that our program had 2 years to develop its curriculum prior to accepting students. We received an award from an Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin. And so again, just how important that financial support is to make sure we got started on our feet well. And we were able to accept our first class, graduate them within the 2 years that we had planned. And of the 9, 5 of them stayed in Wisconsin. And I'm happy to report that 2 of those actually are not natives of Wisconsin. They had actually never even been there here before. One was from Florida, and we managed to recruit her here and keep her here. And she serves in our rare cancers and precision medicine clinic at Frater, which is super exciting. And the other was from Canada, and she wanted to stay here as well. And she works in our pediatric genomics clinic at Children's Hospital. So that was really special. We were also able to have a genetic counselor get employment in Green Bay to serve more of those rural areas, which we were excited about. And yes, they all received job offers. Some of them had multiple job offers, and everybody had employment within 3 months of graduating. So we were very happy to report that success.
Why is this a master's program, Jennifer?
Yes, it is a lot of content to pack into 2 years. We focus, I talk about our curriculum being a three-legged stool. So of course, the coursework, the genetics, getting into all of the biology that's happening and understanding on a deep level what's going on and all the different laboratory tests that are available nowadays to patients. And then the counseling, we talked about that, those counseling skills. We take courses in bioethics as well. And then the second leg of the stool is our practicums. So we are actually going out that second year and spending a considerable amount of time in all different types of experiences, both clinical experiences and laboratory experiences, to really get our students that hands-on applied knowledge type of experience. And then our third leg of the stool is our research. So this is a Master of Science. And I always tell my students, you earn that Master of Science. You will master science before you're done here. And so our students do independent research projects and study all sorts of different aspects of how genetic counseling is helping and improving the quality of life for patients. So for example, one of our students is from the Hmong population, and she wanted to do a study of her own culture, a study that hadn't been done before. So she was able to explore the Hmong population's awareness and perception of genetic counseling and testing in the state of Wisconsin, which was a really, really special study.
Wow.
We also graduated one of the first Hispanic genetic counselors to serve Milwaukee, and she's working at Versity Blood Center, which super excited for her here in Milwaukee. She's from Milwaukee. She's from the Hispanic community. She gets to go back and serve the Hispanic community, and she did a study assessing the Hispanic community's current understanding of cancer genetic counseling, perceptions of access, and ideas to increase community awareness of the services. So just, again, incredibly proud of all of the work that they're doing.
these projects really speak to access in awareness, inclusivity. How do you reduce disparities in genetic counseling? Which patients, you know, are offered this type of genetic services, which are not, and what will improve health disparities?
Oh, Kate, this is central to my heart, let me tell you. So our mission of our program is to cultivate exceptional genetic counseling leaders who reflect the visible and invisible diversity of the communities that we serve. So our program at the Medical College of Wisconsin is centrally housed in the Institute for Health and Equity at the Medical College. So we are really focused on this type of work. And there, the issues around health disparities are multifaceted. So we have to have a multifaceted approach to address them. So the first thing is training, making sure that we are working with our trainees to be more culturally humble, more aware of the challenges our community members face. Awareness in the community, doing programs in the community, working with young people to get them interested and exposed to genetic counseling, having more representation of our community members, and really investing in our community to understand their needs and develop programs that help meet their needs. And I just want to mention one thing around advocacy. So
very excitingly, quickly, yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We received state licensure this year. So awesome. Governor Tony Evers signed into a bill this year, state licensure to protect the public and identify who's properly trained to become a genetic counselor. So that was a really exciting thing that happened.
Jennifer, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for letting me share all the exciting things that are happening here at the Medical College of Wisconsin.
Jennifer Gertz is its program director of the Genetic Counseling Program. And for disclosure, Medical College of Wisconsin is a business sponsor of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.